Good. You must be getting a little bit excited because the season for 2016-17 about to get underway.
Yeah, it's always exciting this time of year with our senior teams going into action. So we've had a busy time with the state junior championships over the last few weekends, and now we get a chance to start the state league.
So, yep, so there's three games being played, in fact, at Elphin today. The first one's at 5 o'clock, and that'll feature the Basketball Tasmania High Performance women's team up against the Mavericks. Now, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we tossed around the idea, I think you did, of the Cradle Coast Cavaliers for the combined Northwest side. They've settled on the Mavericks, so this is the women's team. The men's Mavericks team will play at 6:30 against Basketball Tasmania High Performance Squad, and the other women's team in the competition from the Northwest Coast is Ulverston, and they're playing Launceston at 8 o'clock. So the girls have got top billing by the sound of that one.
Yeah, they have. There's the three coastal teams all in action at Elphin tonight, so we get to see them all first up, which is great.
When we last spoke, we weren't 100% certain of who's playing in the coastal sides, but that's obviously settled now, so they've got a squad, and there's some pretty handy players in both the men's and women's teams, and of course Ulverston as well.
Yeah, well, the Maverick teams have been put in because of the demand from the players, really, that they wanted to play in the league, and you know, it's sometimes tough for the clubs to get their actual club team up and into the league, so the Mavericks, sponsored by Maverick Clothing, have been formed. And yes, you've got some good names there in the girls: Sam Clements, Paige French, Haley Shepherd, and in the guys: Mason Bragg, Paul Campbell, Blair Diprose. So the teams will be very competitive, and we're looking forward to it.
You mentioned that they're sponsored by Maverick Clothing in Ulverston. I wasn't sure about that, so I'm glad you clarified that for me, because I wasn't 100% certain. I thought that might have been the case. Look, so good luck to the coastal sides this weekend, throughout the season as well. I said 2016-2017, which was a bit of a misleading statement there, because the competition actually finishes the second week in November, so it's a pretty intense roster, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we play home and away teams. The men's play 7 games and the women's play 10 games over 8 rounds, and then it finishes with our grand final weekend, which has always been very popular, with the top 4 come together and we play the semi-finals on the Saturday and the grand finals on the Sunday. And this year that's Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of November. So it is an intensive roster, and it's proved to be successful. This is the third year of running the Senior State League, and it promises to be exciting again.
Yeah, and with the, obviously you said, you know, 10 rounds and 8 teams, or 8 rounds and 10 teams, whatever, the maths don't add up, so there will be a few double headers, won't there, Saturday and Sunday games?
Yeah, well, that's right. When teams play on the road, generally they play 2 games. So if you're travelling from the northwest to Hobart, you'll go down there and play Saturday night and Sunday. Whereas if a team comes, say, from Hobart up to Ulverston, they'll just play that. Ulverston will play a single home game. So it's been a good format. It offers something unique to play on the road, to get away and play those 2 games, and it's difficult to win on the road. So you always do have an advantage at home. You're comfortable with the home surroundings, and then the experience of either going into Launceston or Hobart and playing those teams is something the Northwest players, you know, very unique for them. Outside the usual coastal roster.
We're a little bit parochial here, as you can probably understand, so let's hope the three coastal sides start their season off on a positive note tonight at the Elphin Sports Centre. Now, while I've got you, Chris, school holiday basketball camps are coming up. School holidays are a couple of weeks away yet, but there's a number of clinics and camps being held around the state. The Fun and Fundamentals is a 2-day camp, and that's being held at St Helens, Queenstown, Launceston, and more importantly for us here on the northwest coast, in Devonport on the 28th and 29th of September. But there's 2 types of camps. The other one's a shooting camp, is what it's called. But we'll talk about the Fun and Fundamentals camp first of all. This is for 6 to 13-year-olds of quite a different range of abilities and levels.
Yeah, it is. And it's one that's ideal for beginner players or you know, very entry level into the sport. So we pitch that at that sort of standard, so that young boys and girls can get a taste of the sport. And it's been very popular, and it's they're always 2-day camps. we have our Basketball Tasmania coaches involved with the camp, so they make it they make sure it's fun, and the boys and girls are getting some fundamental training at the same time. So they have been very popular, and we're looking forward to the camp coming up in Devonport.
The other one is called a shooting camp, and that there's three of those being held, Burnie, Launceston and Kingston. The Burnie one is in October the 6th and 7th, and this is probably for a little bit more advanced. I mean, it's a no-brainer that shooting's a big part of the game. That's how you score the points. But it's become a really fine art in recent years, and there's a lot more sports science and all that sort of stuff going into it, isn't there? So there's a lot of value in having a camp just purely dedicated to shooting.
Yes, absolutely. It's and it is a camp we pitch at a higher level, so players that are already established playing representative basketball are ideal for this sort of camp. And you're right, it's an art form to get the correct shooting technique, and it's something as a state we can always do better at when we compete against the other states. Most often we're outsized just due to population and they tend to breed them the bigger in the other states with different nationalities. But one thing we can always do is play tough defence and shoot the ball. So we find these shooting camps are good for us, and they're also very popular as well. All the details for these camps are on our Basketball Tasmania website.
That was my next question, actually, and there is a cost involved, but that's all explained when you go onto the Basketball Tasmania website. 28th and 29th in Devonport for the Fun and Fundamentals, and October 6th and 7th in Burnie for the shooting camp. Chris, enjoy the first weekend of the State Basketball League. We'll talk to you again next Saturday, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Martin. Yes, I'm in Launceston today for the under-10 and under-11 state tournament, and then look forward to seeing the state league games tonight and seeing how all the teams go.
So okay, well, just before you go, how big a chance are our 10 and 11-year-olds of maybe taking home a state title or two?
Well, I think they're a very good chance. One great aspect of being on the northwest coast is people love their sport and start their sport early, which is evident in this type of tournament. So, clubs like Ulverston, Devonport, Burnie, Penguin all put a lot of emphasis on getting the boys and girls in early and starting to teach them the game. And then at this sort of under-10, under-11 tournament, they perform well. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Penguin under-10 boys. They're nice side. The Ulverston under-10 girls, the Devonport under-10 girls. It'll be some great competition against the Launceston teams and Hobart teams as well.
What's in the club's own best interest to support these sorts of things, because they are their future senior players? Once again, Chris, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Martin.